From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey downs a Russian jetliner. President Barack Obama says the downing of the fighter jet along the Syrian-Turkish border Tuesday is evidence of an ongoing problem with Russia's military operations in Syria. Turkish F-16 shot down the Russian jet. Speaking during a joint news conference in Washington with French President François Hollande, Mr. Obama said Turkey had a right to defend its territory and its airspace. He said it is possible for Russia to play a positive role in the region.
We agree that Russia could play a more constructive role if it were to shift the focus of its strike to defeating ISIL.
Mr. Obama urged Russia and Turkey to take measures to discourage any kind of escalation. The U.S. and French leaders are vowing new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants. The American leader called the Islamic State group a scourge that threatens all of us. Mr. Hollande said his nation would not give in and called for a strong joint response with the U.S. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to the attacks in Paris earlier this month. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for Mohamed Abrini, who was seen driving a car with fugitive Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam 2 days before the November 13th incidents. Meanwhile, schools and subways in the Belgian capital, Brussels, remain closed Tuesday. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide bombing at a hotel in the northern Sinai Peninsula of Egypt. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed in the attack. 12 people were wounded. Officials say three attackers were killed. The blast occurred at the Swiss Inn in El Arish. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. During his trip to the region, the secretary tried to help diffuse tensions between Palestinians and Israelis amid an increase in violence against Israelis. Pam Dawkins reports.
As he stood shoulder to shoulder with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Secretary of State Kerry said his goal was to push back against what he calls senseless violence and find a way forward to restore calm.
No people anywhere should live with daily violence, with attacks in the streets.
Netanyahu said Israel is fighting forces of terrorism every day.
There can be no peace when we have an onslaught of terror, not here, not anywhere else.
Palestinians have been angered over what they view as Jewish encroachment on a holy site in Jerusalem. Pam Dawkins, Jerusalem.
At least 12 people were killed in Tunisia's capital Tuesday when an explosion hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard. The Interior Ministry says the blast occurred in the center of Tunis. Security and presidential sources said the explosion was an attack, adding it was not immediately clear whether it was a bomb or an explosive fired at the bus. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months than first thought. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. The boost came as businesses restocked their goods. Even with a faster pace, the third quarter figure for the country's output of goods and services is markedly down from the 3.9% gain in the April to June quarter. Russia threatened Tuesday to cut off natural gas and to halt coal deliveries to Ukraine. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak accused Ukraine of refusing to help rebuild electricity pylons blown up by pro-Ukrainian attackers over the weekend. The explosion interrupted gas supplies to Crimea, Ukrainian territory annexed by Russia. The Ukrainian government has denied the accusation as groundless. A Bangkok military court has sentenced two men accused of carrying out the August 17th bombing at a shrine that killed 20 people. The court on Tuesday indicted Bilal Mohammed and Myreli Yusufu on 10 counts connected to the blast, including conspiracy to explode bombs and commit premeditated murder. Thailand authorities have not officially named the bombing of Erawan Shrine an act of terrorism, and accordingly neither suspect was charged specifically with terrorism. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.